B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Tom McGinnis with us is just enjoying this conversation live. It's Sixers Media Day at the Complex in Camden. Tommy, Jason brought it up, and you've touched on him, but like to me, the central figure through this is Brett Brown. And what a fascinating story he is to come here to be the steward to try to bring them back. And he's been the constant, right? Like, absolutely. You know, Brett, and you've seen him, and he's a guy who wears his emotions. So you've seen him, you know, and you've seen his hair get grayer, and you've
presidential
seen him, and you've seen him, and he's handled everything like a champ, man, like with incredible respect for the game, for the organization. He really is a great man in that sense.
And I think, and I had so many coaches from the Big Five, from around Philadelphia, Brett Brown, certainly during the lean years, those post-game press conferences where he kind of explained it to the public, and it always wasn't, well, we were down by two. It was more, you know, the philosophy of what was going on and how we were going to go in the next day and put in a good day's work. There was a Pied Piper type of nature about him.
Totally.
And that lifted the franchise through those years, you know what I mean? And through all that personnel in terms of the young players that came and went. And now, I mean, now it's the big leagues. Now you're playing for a championship with a roster that's built that way. And like I said, his mind is continually spinning. I know during those years, and I talked to him, like, how was the offseason? And he studied whether it was Navy SEALs or the Israeli Special Forces.
The Mossad.
How people learn, you know what I mean? He was trying, and again, he's the son of teachers and his father, a famous coach, so he was always trying to figure out how to best help these young guys blossom into the best players that they can be. And now it's that. Keeping the room together, as he always says, and this, he's not just saying these things, but the spirit of the team and keeping the group together and pushing them forward and getting them ready in the preparation. Now it's more the X's and the O's and making sure your team is ready to compete and win these big games because you're going to be in that position, to be sure. It's been great. I've certainly enjoyed the relationship.
Yeah, speaking of a big game player, and one of the reasons why people are excited about the playoffs and that built for 16, like Ann keeps saying, is Al Horford. I mean, he played a big role for the Celtics. He's a veteran. The effect he's going to have on a guy like Embiid, both on and off the court.
Yeah, now I half jokingly say we'll win two more games this year just because we don't have to face Big Al.
Good point.
Well, he was the rudder in the water at the back of the boat there for Boston, and he's been a winning player his entire career. And look, everyone said he's going to back up Embiid. Hey, he's 33 years old, too, so they're going to have to spot him the rest. But to have a winning character, like he's a high character guy, like you say, in the room. Now, he's not the kind of guy, from what I understand, that's going to grab you by the lapels and say, hey, listen here. It's more of a watch and learn, but the more winning players like that, and I think Elton Brand did a tremendous job being able to create the space to sign him, and I think they were a little shocked in Boston that Al got away. But think about it. He defended Embiid incredibly well with the Celtics. He makes the big shot. He moves the ball. He's going to be a great player for this franchise.
Tommy, you're so right. The journey begins today, my friend.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate
a lot of mileage coming up.
It's awesome. You'll hear Tom right here
on
97.5 The Fanatic. He is the greatest. We love you, buddy. We love listening to
you. Thank you so much.
And let's have a great season.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Tom. We'll be listening to Tom McGinnis. And it all kicks off here today at Media Day. We are at Center Court of the Sixers Practice Facility. It is the Midday Show. That there is Anthony Gargano. And he's getting
Trey Burke
today.
Over here.
Yeah, you got Trey Burke.
I love Trey Burke.
Yeah. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fan. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Speaking of some odds on season totals and those kind of things, well, FanDuel's offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while the risk-free bet, it's amazing. It's only the beginning because FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of promos happening all the time. Now you can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, the new cash-out feature is going to make it easy to take your winnings early. And there's tons of sports to choose from. FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. Maybe look at the win totals in the NBA. over 55 for the Sixers, or maybe the Monday night game tonight, or MLB playoffs. A lot to get into. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on all the games when you use my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Signing up, it's simple. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from anywhere in New Jersey or Pennsylvania and use that promo code Jason, because if you make your first bet and lose FanDuel Sportsbook, it's going to give you a refund and site credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 a.m. hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Hello.
All right, back live at the Jewel of Camden, Sixers practice facility. Media Day 2019, as we get to bring begin training camp. So we're right at midcourt. There's to our left, there is Joel Embiid.
It looks trim, man.
He looks terrific.
Yeah.
He looks terrific.
I just took a couple shots and tweeted him out.
Yeah, he looks great. I was talking to Nato, who should be able to get some open shots.
Sure.
I was talking to Trey Burke. You know, I like Trey Burke a lot.
Yeah, you were very happy with that signing.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I thought he was a perfect kind of backup combo to lead this team. I'm very excited.
Well, that brings you Elton Brand. Elton Brand's done a tremendous job.
Elton Brand,
you know what I mean,
is amazing.
Yeah.
The job that he did
in short order.
And you know what the beauty is that he's got such a grasp on the game. Fitting in the role players, knowing the personality. Like, when I was talking to Trey, right? Trey Burke. And he said, I was like, dude, I was real happy, man, that you chose coming here. You know, because, listen, it's tough to come here because, you know, your minutes are, like, if you're a bench guy, right, you figure, you know, I go somewhere else, I'll get a lot more run.
Yep.
So you know you got a limited run on a nightly basis. But one of the things that really stood out was that he said Elton called him. And when EB called him,
personal touch.
He gave him that whole, you know. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't really say no, man. It's perfect, you know, perfect spot
something
for him. Yeah.
That's that. I did not know that EB makes that call. A lot of times you go through the agent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to the agent, and you're trying to see if you got a fit, if you got an interest and all
yes.
those things, take it to the next level. But you're right. Elton played the game so recently, was a high draft pick. He gets the plight of the player, can relate to the player. And I think that's a big part of the equation. And, boy, he was a great choice. And I questioned it at the time because he was never a GM. And this is a pivotal time. And around the offseason with free agency, he said it's all going to make sense soon with the draft and free agency. And it made sense. Jimmy's not here and Tobias is extended.
He's a terrific team builder.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's a good man.
Nah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, listen, it's one thing. He's a great, great guy without any kind of hyperbole. But beyond that, he knows the game. He's not too off the game, like too far retired. He's got gravitas. Like, having gravitas in this league where you can talk to agents, you can talk to players. See, it's funny. When you go back to Hinkie, the biggest thing that he lacked, because he was a real smart guy. And, I love Sam. But what he lacked was gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
He lacked the idea of talking to agents, talking to players. Like, that's a game you got to play in this league.
Yeah, and, you know, Elton Brand, the number one overall pick.
Well,
that adds to the gravitas, you know? Like, that's that comes with that.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, all these agents, he's real affable. So all these, they all love him. So it means something.
Yeah. No, you're dead right about that. Now, by the way, we're here at the Sixers Brasserie in Camden. You call it the Jewel of Camden. Was Tyrone from Camden waiting for you to pay off his bet? Because he had the 16-0 Cowboy bet, and they lost in week four. So, again, he loses his stupid bet.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he wasn't out there. Andrew tweets and he goes, was he out there to pay his bet? And he goes, that guy is an airheaded douchebag. Hashtag Dallas sucks. 610-632-0975. Yeah. Karate Mark tweets and goes, I can't wait to hear the sneakers squeaking on the court. Well, we're starting to hear some squeaking.
Yeah, I got the hear it right now.
Yeah, it's a great sound.
It really is. By the way, this is just new. I pulling this off. I got an alert. CNN. How about this? A California just passed a law known as the Fair Pay to Play Act.
All right.
All right, so the law allows college athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness.
Good, about time.
All right, this is a big deal. So the bill will go into effect in 2023. It'll reshape completely the NCAA business model.
Good. Because people have been making a dollar on other people, guys that can play for far too long. It's like you're stealing an identity in a way.
I agree. No, it's
profit.
You know, it's amazing because currently student athletes are prohibited from being compensated, even though their respective college or university makes millions from their athletic performance. So I think it's a great deal though. This is a big deal when it comes to the NCAA, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, no question about it. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones, Ant. Let's talk to TJ in South Jersey on the Fanatic. Hey, T.
What's up, boys?
What's going on, brother?
John's hanging out. I just wanted to touch on the Eagles real quick. I know we're talking Sixers, but I got to stay with the Eagles.
No. Listen, we're 4-for-4 today.
Yeah, it's football season, brother.
Yeah, 4-for-4. But so after watching the Green Bay game, I was excited, but I was also it made me nervous the entire time. I don't think it was our best game. There are a lot of holes. There's a lot of things that wish happened differently. Overall, you obviously got to take it. A win's a win, especially over Green Bay.
Yeah, and listen, it's not going to look pretty too because remember the short week. So playing on a short week is difficult, brother. So you can't put it next to like an art museum piece. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. My worry for this weekend, although I think we win, I feel like, and I think you touched on this with like the most previous caller, is I'm just so worried that, you know, the Jets, the 0-3,
right?
They're not going to take them seriously. Like I said, I don't see us losing by any means, but I'm nervous that they're going to make it a tougher game than it needs to be, and I don't want that. I would like them to go in with a chip on the shoulder still, blow out the Jets, show everyone like, hey, yeah, even though it's the Jets, like, no, we can play. Like, this is the team we are. We don't take our foot off the gas pedal, even for these subpar teams.
Yeah, you got to blow the doors off them like they did back in 2017 against inferior opponents. Look, TJ, I think the Eagles are the second oldest team in the league. They got a lot of veterans in that group. I think they know that they got to start out this second quarter of the season, their fifth game. And they got to come out and they got to play and they got to prepare for everybody because they got bit by Detroit.
Yeah, of course. And I have one more question for you guys, actually Phillies related. What about JT Realmuto? I'm pretty sure his contract ends at the end of this season, mm-hmm. which obviously just ended. Do you guys think he's going to re-sign? Because if he doesn't, that's like one of the biggest, no, I don't want to say busts, but like, letdowns I can think of because we traded Sixto Santos,
yeah.
and then we don't even keep what we got in return.
Yeah, well, look, and you're right. And you can't trade away top prospects and then not re-sign the guy. I would think that, I mean, he's one of the best, if not the best catcher in baseball. They got to re-sign him.
Yeah.
I think he wants to stay.
Yeah, my guess is, you know, without a doubt, you got to re-sign him.
Yeah.
My guess is, you know, probably would, I think you probably sign. I think he would probably want to stay here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's close with Bryce.
Yeah, I saw that nice hug he gave Rhys Hoskins in the clubhouse, that picture from, I think it was Jeff Skowronski tweeted.
Yeah.
So, I think he enjoyed his time here, but I think they got to make him an offer and keep him here.
Yeah.
It's paramount.
I think the same thing.
Let's go to...
By the way, his contract's not up, though.
Is it an option?
Yeah.
Is it a club option?
He's got another year left on his deal.
Oh, he has one more year under.
He's arbitration eligible.
Right.
That's okay. That's
he'll be back.
No, but the point is that he's still. You're going to re-sign him to another deal, but he's, you know, he's not going anywhere. Like the caller made it sound like he could leave.
When you give up that package for him, you're the intent's to re-sign him.
Right.
And he certainly lived up to his end of the bargain.
But you can't leave. That was the only thing that I was trying to say.
Andrew, are you hearing anything in regards to any maneuvering from the front office of the Phillies after the season?
The front office, no. I mean, when I was speaking with Jim Salisbury last week, he said he was leaning definitely yes that Gabe Kapler's probably going to go. That's where he was leaning at that point. But he said the front office, he doesn't think anything's going to happen, but he also did mention that John Middleton is not afraid to cut the check to just get rid of those guys. He said money would not be a problem.
I don't think... here's the thing. Let's be real for a second. Do either of you guys think that he's firing Klentak or McPhail? No.
I don't think so.
I think there's two scenarios, or three scenarios. There's the one scenario is just Kapler. The other scenario is... all three are gone, and the other scenario is no one's gone. I think the most likely one is the first one, just Kapler.
Right. That's what I just said. Here's the thing. I believe Klentak should be fired. But how it works in sports is the manager is always the buffer for the general manager. Usually a GM gets two managers. And then...
He's got his two. He had Pete.
Well, listen, I agree.
Actually,
I think
he hire Ryan?
I think no.
That was Mara?
Yeah. I think he should go. Like, trust me, I think he should be going. Yeah, I don't think he's good. I think there's a level of comfort for Middleton in working with him and McPhail. So that's why I think he gets a stay of execution for another year.
That's disheartening. Because they got a lot of work to do this offseason, and I don't trust the evaluation ability.
But Gabe is as good as gone. I mean, you know, you can't sell. Because here's one thing. You can't sell it. Now, it's going to be interesting because of the names that are out there, unprecedented names that are out there.
Big ones, man.
So if the guy that they get, like to me, I want Girard.
Yeah.
All right? But the guy they get has to be able to work with Klentak. And he's got to work. And here's the thing. Klentak can't run amok. Like right now, Klentak runs amok in that organization. And he ran amok over the manager's office. He can't do that with a big name.
Because that guy's going to go, no.
Right. Well,
you know your role.
So that's his ticket to staying is he says, yeah, let's go get the biggest guy out there. And I'll work with him, and he'll work with him.
And less, and he'll have less influence.
Right.
And by
because I think he's a
puppet master, right? With Gabe?
Right. He was the puppet master. Yeah. But again, you have two guys who are running the front office who are in their 30s. You have two young guys running it. So, you know, I think they're feeling their way around. Yeah. I think they're feeling their way around, and I think him and Ned Rice, I think the you need a guy in here that knows the game.
Charlie a candidate?
No.
No? Let's go to T. Will on the cell in the Fanatic. Hey, T.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Say it, T. Will.
Philadelphia, and Sixers. Stop T. Everybody, for Philadelphia. 76ers, here they come. Oh,
man. A pigeon just fell out of the sky.
T-Will, congratulations. Because you have as bad a voice as I do.
I agree. I don't care. We are less than 30 days away for our title run. Period. Title run. The coach said last week, I want the number one seed. Well, hell, you should have had the number one seed twice already the last 3 years. So now we're going to go for it because he's steady, right? We got the team. That one gave you all the pieces. No more excuses. No more coming out trying to feel what kind of, where's this guy play? Where's this guy go? It's over. It is over. This is our title run. Period.
Yes.
End of story. There's nothing to talk about but title, okay? Being in the finals, who we're going to play. Martinez, you said earlier, who's our toughest competitor? Maybe the Bucks or something?
Yeah, in the East, yeah.
The Bucks, you don't want to sleep on Boston. You know, New Jersey, because of what they have, you know, even though they don't have Durant, they still have
but he's not playing. They're not ready to win.
Yeah.
They're not ready to win. Yeah,
they're going to give us fits. You know?
Yeah, but I think next year is their year. You watch, like, they're gonna pack it in for a year and then try to explode on the scene next season.
Right. The point of saying that is you don't want to take any team for granted. You know, every night is a must-win night because it shows as you go to the playoffs, you know, you're going to need those games that you should have won.
Well, so wait. So you sanctioning like must win mentality and not load manage guys?
You got to live. Well, MB's going to play 60 games. 60
okay, games I just want to make sure you're
No. Okay. Yeah,
I keep using the term built for 16. Like, I think. Like, we enjoy the regular season, and it'll be about numbers, and I think, the story will be about Ben, the whole thing, but the playoffs, man, they're built for 16.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think success or failure, and thanks, D-Will, success or failure in the season is determined in the postseason. Position yourself, get yourself ready for it, and then
I think they're 1-2-3. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, give me the seed. I don't think the East is very good, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's very deep. There's a drop-off after the Sixers and Bucks.
I think the Sixers...
The Boston and Indiana.
You know, listen, I think the Sixers should own the East, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I know Milwaukee. I thought they would beat Milwaukee in a 7-gamer last year.
Yeah, it turns out that the Raptors lost first two and then swept them 4 straight.
So I haven't changed on that. I think the West is actually fascinating. When it comes to who comes out, I don't think it's as easy as the Lakers or Clippers. Jazz will say something about them. Yeah. I think the Nuggets will say something about that.
Golden State have anything to say?
No.
Not at this point?
Mm-mm.
It's over, Johnny?
No, I mean, I think, you know, Indiana's an interesting team. These are a lot of teams that are going to be, they're nice little teams. But aren't as good as the Sixers. Like couldn't play with the Sixers in the 7-game series.
Yeah, there's second round exit teams.
Like, I'll give you a team that I think will make the playoffs, the Bulls. Like, I like the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bulls are a team, like, you know, in the East that can make the playoffs. But the only teams that have a chance is this Milwaukee and Boston, I think, in the East. Like, I don't think Indiana's good enough to beat the Sixers in a 7-game series.
Only get Oladipo back, that obviously hurt them last year. They were able to sustain a high-level play for a period of time after he went out, but eventually that catches up with you when your best player's gone. Let's go to media, Ant. Talk to Graf on the Fanatic. What's going on, Graf?
How you guys doing? Yeah, you're talking B-ball, man.
Love it. We're at the Sixers practice.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I love the fact you guys get to be down there. And then I love the fact that Brett Brown also did that luncheon like last week or whatever, and the bro got to go and stuff. But I thought that was cool being able to listen to him.
Yeah, media lunch.
Talk ball, man. The best time of the year is coming, Jason. It's without question. Flyers hockey, Sixers B-ball, and then you got them Sundays with the Birds. And yeah. It's a plethora of sports. Yeah, and you know what the thing is too, Jace, is like we can talk, and I love talking ball with you, don't get me wrong. I would love for this to be a technical thing, but I'm looking at it from the perspective too, like the Flyers are kind of a little secretly under the radar, but I think that new coach, Alain Vigneault, is pretty heads on it, man. I think we're going to see a squad that plays with heart every night, which was a problem with a lot of Dave Haxtell's teams. They kind of just gave up. I don't think he's going to allow that to happen, but
he's holding the players to a different standard. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what we want, Chase. You know, that's what we want.
We want an honest effort every night. That's what this city loves, right, Ant?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope so. But was effort really the issue, or was timely scoring the issue?
Yeah, lack of talent.
I think he got tired of playing for Dave Haxtell, is what I think wound up happening.
Really?
I think he kind of grew. I mean, he was like one of the longest tenured coaches in the NHL.
I think you're right, Graf, about that. My only fear is, you know, do they have enough ability? I mean, I get a little tired of watching teams that have all this firepower.
Young fire.
You know what I mean? Like, I get jealous of that.
What we've been doing with the Sixers, too. So, like, let's keep our optimism the same for both, because that's the way I feel about it. I'm just asking you if you think it's there.
That's a legit question, no doubt about it, Anthony.
I think it is a legit question. And I think the young kid's got a chance, and I think the squad looks good enough. I mean, we'll see. It's a new coach. I'm more interested to see how the coach influences it. I'm not saying they're going to go for a Stanley Cup run, but I want them to make the playoffs and make some noise. Yeah. But in the long run, Ant, what do you think the biggest change to Brett Brown's offense is going to be this year with the Sixers?
Yeah, it's a great question, bro.
You wanted to play bully ball.
Yeah.
I want to hear technical from you, brother. And you guys have a great day.
You too, Graham. Nice, always Graham. A pleasure, man. Yeah, I think a couple things. I think one, you know, look, they're built. Brett always wanted to do that Euro style, right? Which is up and down the floor, banging threes, you know, big perimeter game. But they're not that team. So when he says bully ball, that's what they are. And they were never that team. When you have Ben, who is a 6'11 specimen point guard, who's best at attacking the rim and facilitating. You're going to go in and pound, like, right? You could post up anybody. Your smallest guy, the length on his team is unprecedented. Their smallest guy is 6'5.5 in Josh Richardson. I mean, that's of their starting five. That's unprecedented to have that kind of length. So while they can shoot it, and, you know, there's guys on there that can shoot and stretch the floor, you got to go in and pound, man. You got to own the glass. You got to play great defense. And I think they're going to be they're an amoeba defense, man. They just swarm with hands and arms at you.
How long does it kind of take for the group to come together to really be able to play with each other, know where everybody likes to get the ball on the floor for Ben distributing?
Well, you have
and the spacing so with you Tobias
three,
and stretch.
You basically have three pieces that you need to integrate. I'm accounting Tobias, because Tobias has a different role. Tobias has a role now without Jimmy Butler that is more pronounced. So he's got to now get his comfort level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Tobias. Then you have Al, and you have Josh. So you have Richardson. So those pieces are going to take a little time. And remember, there is going to be some load management. And then you also have Ben, whose game's evolving. So you put that all in a soup pot, and you're going to be after Jan 1 until you're kind of in kind of a rhythm.
And everybody is really comfortable and knowing their role and specifics
That's why you're going to play the season out. You know, you'll be. But the beauty of it is they're good enough to win while they're gelling.
No question about it. Just on talent alone and length.
Yeah, I mean, you know, go try to think about an advantage. You're an opposing team, right? How do you attack the Sixers? Because suddenly, before you would attack them, try to get perimeter right shots because they had trouble. Well, now you got you have problems now because you can't rebound, you can't board, so you have to play fast, and if you play fast, they still have young athletes other than Horford who can still play.
Yeah.
You know,
guys that can run.
They're not they're a tough team to match up with because they can do so many things. Because Ben is 6'11 and is inside outside defensively, I mean, can move like that. Look at your defensive players. Look at, you know, Embiid's one of the best defensive players in the league. Simmons, one of the best defensive players in the league. You know, Tobias is a willing defender. You know, Richardson can defend the perimeter. You got to have, then you throw those athletes off the bench, you know, the Thibodes and the Zaires off the bench to kind of eat off those bench minutes and play defense. And then you got, you know, Mike Scott is a hell of a defender. Ennis the Menace is a hell of a defender. He's the man. You know, like, you know, I mean, that's what it is. You know, go try to score on James Ennis. I dare you.
I'm on to it. The break. I'm going to post them up. 610-632-0975. Couple open lines. We're talking Sixers today. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Flyers. We're talking Philly. It's a 4-for-4 day here on the Midday Show, live from the Sixers practice facility in Camden on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Window Nation. Mother Nature gives you a warning sign every year. When the leaves start to change, that's when you got to think about a change as well. And that's changing your old windows on your home, because Window Nation can help you get ready for the colder weather now. Now, with this offer, Window Nation is going to make protecting your home from the elements easy with the Fall Into Savings Sale. Right now, you're going to get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Wood or vinyl styles. Buy 4, get 4 free. No limit. Plus, receive 0% interest for 18 months. Now, that's no interest all the way until 2021. Over 80,000 customers have chosen Window Nation to protect their home from nature's elements. And trust me, I've done it as well. New energy-efficient windows, they make a big difference in a home's comfort and heating bills. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And again, get the 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. 4 get 4 free, 8 get 8 free, no limit. And receive 0% interest until 2021, full 18 months. So don't put off protecting your home for one more year. No, do it now. Call Window Nation and enjoy new windows today. 866-90-NATION is the number, or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, I got Back Live Sixers practice facility with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. And next to me is a guy that I put against anyone. And you're not scoring on this man, all right? You ain't scoring. Forget about it. Just forget about it. You see James Ennis, Ennis the Menace, just run away, man. What's up, brother?
What up? How you doing?
Good, man. Real good. This is... You seem happy. There's a vibe around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good vibe right now. You know, it's like the first day of school. Everybody's excited. Everybody can't wait to get started.
What are you thinking right now? How are you feeling when you saw all the moves and yourself? I was real excited that you came back. Mm-hmm. That you're such a good fit here.
Yeah, I feel like coming back here was the right decision, and just knowing. Like, the guys we brought in, you know, everybody's excited, and our depth is really good. I can't wait to get started, though, for sure.
You play with Josh. It's funny, we were just talking, and you play with Josh in Miami.
Yeah, when he was a rookie, I was in Miami.
Tell the fans, what kind of ball player is he? Because he can fill it.
Yeah, Josh is a dog. You know, he gets after it on the defensive end. He chased down blocks. He can shoot the ball, and, you know, that's all. That's what he does.
What a great thing. You know what's crazy is that starting five, Josh is the smallest guy at 6'6". Like, how about that length?
They had to remove a couple rows out of the airplane for the leg room.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm glad we had, like, our own seats, basically.
At this point in your career, you want to win. And this team had to go in your decision to come back here to do something special. And like, you're a sports guy. You have an awareness of what this city's like. You were here last year for a period of time. You know how these fans are. Well, like, coming back here to win, you got, that's the mission, to come back here and win a title.
Oh, yeah. That's the main reason I came back here. Just wanting to win. I love Philly. Love the players. Love the coaching staff here. You know, just love everything about what's going on over here.
What do you see of Ben differently?
You know, Ben's going to be Ben, but definitely he has more confidence in his shot. I've been watching him this summer work extremely hard on his jump shot, and he'll be shooting a lot more, definitely.
Don't you, and you can attest this, third-year guards, like, there's something about being in the league when you go into your third year, well, you kind of understand now, you kind of get it, the whole, it's hard traveling, people don't understand. The game itself's different. So by your third year, there's a degree of being comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Ben's an extremely good player. I think he's going to have a breakout year this year. So everybody just see what Ben does.
Yeah. And how about Process dropping 25. He looks outrageous, James.
Oh, yeah. Joel, man, he's crazy, you know. He actually, his body looks amazing.
Incredible.
You know, yeah, I feel like he really stick to his diet this summer. And, you know, his body looks good. He's actually working out really hard. And I'm excited to see what he does this year, too.
To be, like, you're a willing defender. That's your hallmark. How'd you develop
more
that?
More than willing.
Yeah, I mean, like.
That's a prideful defender.
Matisse comes in. That's kind of his, you know, coming into the NBA. That's kind of his calling card as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like the glory of scoring points. But you're a guy that, you know, really prides yourself on really tough defense.
Yeah, I love getting stops. You know, I love frustrating people. It's just what I do. I like getting stops and getting players on my team open looks, setting screens, and doing the little things.
Transition,
man.
And
spot. What he talks about.
I
love getting stopped. There's like an evil smile about
getting
that.
Stops,
man. That's beautiful.
That's knowing your role is huge. You know.
And by the way, don't leave him open now. Like he showed you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Big shot.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll be hitting more threes this season. I put a lot of work in this offseason working on my three-pointer, so it'll be a lot better.
A lot of will in that defense, man.
3-and-D, baby. That's just Lee. Seriously, 3-and-D, such an important role, man, in the game today.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Now, I'm so happy you came back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
James, man, great to see you. Have a great season, man. We'll be bugging you all year.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, settle in, brother. It's a long season, but it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully it ends in June.
Oh, yeah, it will.
I love it.
Damn straight.
Thanks, James. No, James Dennis joining us here at the Sixers practice facility. I love it. I love guys that are such willing defenders. You know, I always use a term in coaching, like kids and stuff, repeat to compete. You know, you got to compete every possession like it's the one that matters the most. And he's one of those guys that repeats the compete, you know?
Well, did you see he had that glint?
Yeah.
The glint in the eye, like it's that. I love getting stops. Like that's that evil. Like I want to mess with people. I want them not
in their head.
Score.
Yeah.
Speaking of ball, talking about ball, I love talking ball with Devon.
He's in the house. Just shooting over there with Furkan.
A little bit.
You were schooling Furkan.
A little bit. I had to tell him. You flick the wrist, man. Come on. Flicking the wrist.
Wrist action.
Yes. Snap the wrist.
So,
what's going on, man?
First of all,
yes.
You do a great job with B-West.
Thank you.
All right.
Tonight, 6 o'clock.
So we got to get that promo out.
Yes. Pro show.
All right. The pro show close to here.
Yeah, absolutely. Cherry Hill.
You're right here.
Yeah, we'll be right over there.
So very excited for that. But look, this is bad. You and I bonded always over basketball.
Yeah, we did. And you see what I have right here.
You got it.
As Jay, you said I was over there shooting in between the conversations I'm having with people. Yeah, it's good to be back in here, man. The building is, as Brett likes to say, the building is live.
It's alive.
It's alive right now. Yeah, so.
You know what I love about this group? And, you know, Devon's here too. He's talking to guys, doing bunch of interview series. But I love this team. Like, I think this team, besides fitting from a basketball standpoint and its length and the whole thing, but I love the personalities. I think the personalities really mesh.
And it's different because, of course, you start with the two top guys in Joel and Ben, and then you bring in Al Horford, who's that quiet leader, but his voice is loud when it comes to helping out what needs to be done. And Tobias Harris, the same thing. And we'll see what Josh Richardson is. But off the bench, then you have the people's champ, Mike Scott. And you have so many different.
I love the people's champ.
Yeah, exactly. And then you haven't even gotten to Matisse Thybul yet, who's just a different kind of quiet guy. You know, he loves photography.
Yeah.
You know, all these different things. So you're right. You have these different personalities. Now let's see how they all mesh out there on the floor. Because even talking to some guys like Norvell Pell, who a lot of people don't know, Defensive Player of the Year in the G League, and he's coming in, Jay, and he's ready. We're sitting here talking. He's like, I'm ready to just go out there and just destroy the league, right? And we know it may not happen in that capacity, but that live body, that athleticism.
That's just mentality. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, I think Elton did an amazing job at putting the pieces around.
Like, agreed.
You know, look, you got to get through a season, and the season is treacherous, right? We know that. Now, we know they're built to be a top two team in the conference, without a doubt. But you got to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep saying built for 16, but they look to me like they're built for 16 in that, like a guy like Trey Burke, like that's a perfect role guy that you need that they haven't had, Right.
Those guys didn't want to come here before.
Like you had seven. You could only play seven guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Including Innes and including Beavis Champ.
Yep.
That's it. I think they got depth now. I think they're just built. They got length. I mean, and they have the growth of their two best players.
Yeah, and when you speak about Trey Burke coming in and he talked about playmaking, but there's also that opportunity where the Sixers last year did not have that guard to come off the bench and just give you buckets when need be. And that's something that he can do. Yes, he can facilitate for others and do those things, run a team, but he can also score the basketball. Yep. So, yeah, you're talking about so many different things, so many different parts where if Joel Embiid is out, do you start Al Horford or do you go with someone like Kyle O'Quinn? Do you start Al Horford and then slide Tobias Harris to the four? Or do you bring Mike Scott in and start at the four and keep Tobias Harris at the three?
Optionality.
And so many different ways that you can look at this basketball team. So it is fun to see how Elton Brand has put this team together. I liked how he kind of countered the move of losing Jimmy Butler and going this direction. I like the big team, Jay.
So
there was one thing that we talked about with Golden State when they were that team. They've never seen anybody like Joel Embiid if they had gotten there.
Yeah.
And now you have this different type of team that is not the 2019-20 version of the NBA, but it kind of is.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's the new version.
Yeah, but you know, but it's the same thing. Like to me, you don't win by mimicking other teams.
Nope. You can't be Golden State. There's only one Golden State.
Exactly. So you got to be first in your own how you build something. And to me, it was never when the minute you got Ben Simmons is the minute your team is completely different. You can't play. And I know Brett wanted to play that Euro up and down, shoot threes.
It's not happening.
But not with Ben and Joe. You have something that's you have freakish length that can do so many different things on the floor. So you have two unicorns where you start a team with. That's why I love going Monstars. To me, it's the Monstars team.
And they have, as you said, with the you can't be Golden State. You can't be that. You have to be your own version of yourself. Their defense is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you just spoke to James Ennis, and when I was talking to him, and we were talking off before we started recording, and he said, man, we got to steal in Al Horford.
Yeah.
Because of that defense, Jay, that they're going to be able to go out there and throw at people is going to really throw teams off. And how do you do things? Well,
yeah, I got Neto.
Looks like I got Neto waiting for me. So
I love having Neto.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can fill it,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
It's no joke.
How old Neto?
No.
All right. Thanks, Devon. Thank you. Yeah. And the one thing that I keep coming back
to. Devon, man. He's my man.
Yeah, look at Selke.
He's a good dude. He's good people.
I'm so excited to see, because we all saw the videos all off season of Ben in the gym shooting and the half court thing and shooting threes and everything. I can't wait to see that on the court. Not that he's going to be out there jacking threes and he's going to shoot 38% from three. No, but I just can't wait to see what an outside shot of in some manner can affect his game and the team. It's the trickle down of that of him being able to shoot it, and they got to actually defend him is going to be huge, and to take it to the rim.
Wow,
yeah, it's going to be. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. Today we're coming to you live from the Sixers practice facility in Camden. As
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.